Hello and welcome to the award-winning Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with me, Tom Holmes, and with FPO expert Ash Kernsworth.
Hi, everybody.
And our fifth and final Patreon guest host of the season. We have been waiting, and it's been worth it. Johnny Worthington.
Hello, everybody.
How are you, mate? Waited for everyone to just 30,000 people to go, hello, Johnny.
I am radiant and on with it. Yeah, I'm good. I'm glowing.
He is glowing. This is going to be a special podcast, I think.
Very special.
Johnny, we saved the best till last. Mr. Johnny Worthington is here with us, patron of the podcast, to talk about Game Week 16, which has happened. It's all over. We're going to go into part two, obviously, and talk about all your social media questions and the things you want to know from us. And then part three is going to be quiz. There's going to be power bottoms. We're going to preview the upcoming game week. We're going to talk about those mad Christmas fixtures. And there's going to be a little bit of Timmy Tinker.
I am super excited about Timmy Tinker.
Oh, yeah. Do you know what?
Bear in mind, I'm a huge fan of your character comedy. Definitely never complain about it.
Well, no, never. Never. Well, it drew in a lot of people, but, you know, we'll get to that in all good time. First of all, Johnny, thanks for joining us, mate.
It's been great. Yeah, I love it already.
it's been great. Now. this first 12 seconds has been absolutely fantastic. Johnny, you're a Liverpool fan, aren't you, mate?
So, yeah, I am. I've been a long-time Liverpool fan, and I'm also being a Norwich fan. Well, I am a Norwich fan. And also, I'm a Kettering Town fan. It's my local team. And I'm really excited because all three teams are top of their leagues.
Top of their respective leagues.
So, for example, Liverpool, top of the Premiership, and Norwich, top of the Championship, and Kettering Town, as we all know.
What league are they top of?
Top of the Jonathan Watson Domestic Appliances League, the Southern Division.
So that's a little nod to the Diary of Timmy Tinker.
Yeah. They're all won 13 games each this season.
Incredible.
Amazing, isn't it?
Yeah. There you go.
It's like the planets line up like once every 1,000 years.
Well, that is fantastic, Johnny. Thanks. Thanks for that. So you're from Kettering, aren't you? Kettering's finest.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
like a young James Acaster on the podcast, isn't it?
But better. I think he makes my jokes.
A little bit funnier, with more energy than Acaster, certainly. Right, boys, let's cast our minds back. Game week 16 is in the can over the weekend. It started off with Johnny's boys, Liverpool. One of Johnny's boys, not all of Johnny's boys. You know, I don't think Kettering Town played Bournemouth this weekend. Bournemouth 0, Liverpool 4. I'd like to say that this game week was a game week of unpredictability, I'd like to say, for several reasons.
Anybody predict that Salah is going to be their captain?
Are you trying to get to the point that Salah was your captain this game week?
Straight in there.
Thought it would be. You captained the lad, yeah. Hat trick. Yeah. Any reason? To Bournemouth.
Oh, yeah. Play your best, make your best midfielder your captain.
Yeah.
I just thought it was probably because he was playing in the early morning. I don't know. For some reason, I thought.
You've had this before where you talk about the time of the day that they play. It makes a big difference.
I normally don't like early morning kickoffs.
Find out what he eats and before he plays.
I don't like early morning kickoffs. And then traditionally, I think they're quite low scoring. I always think they're going to be. And I remember someone saying ages ago that it was going to work in Salah's favour. So,
what an early kickoff.
Yeah, because of, you know,
early riser.
Because of his hair, he has to get up earlier to dry his hair. He's got a very fluffy sort of little hairdo on the go.
Exactly. So I backed
a little beard.
That random bit of information that may not be true.
It's probably a good bit of information.
So they won 4-0 at Bournemouth.
They've done all the 4-0, mate. 21 point week for Salah. Firmino, Robertson been fantastic. Got Robertson on my side. And old Alan Banana.
Banana got
massive fucking got an assist.
I genuinely forgot he existed.
Yeah,
well, you mentioned him at all this season.
He was out.
He's gonna say he's like Christmas decorations where you bring him out December and then you put him away in December and that's it.
That's it.
Like
Alan the Christmas decoration banana.
I literally can't remember him.
Well, so he got injured. He got very injured for a while. And if you remember, he played for the reserves and he grabbed that kid around the face. Do you remember?
Oh.
It was about a year ago. Maybe just under a year ago. It made the papers. It went viral. He grabbed some kid because he found him. And it was like fucking grabbing this 17-year-old kid around the face and rugby tackled him or some shit. I don't really remember.
Shit. And then in my team, I had Trent Alexander-Arnold.
Yeah, same.
And Wilson.
Well, same here. And both of them got absolutely not a sausage, did they?
Slightly better than my third substitute, which was lucky, Steve Kirk.
Steve Kirk, which brings us nicely on to where I talk about Steve Kirk in that lovely little segue. Own goal, minus 2 points for the lad. It was the beginning of a mental game week, that early Saturday kickoff. Wilson gets nothing. He's hugely picked now, Callum Wilson.
Yeah.
Trent Alexander-Arnold was everyone's replacement for Mendy when Mendy got injured. He didn't play anything. And a load of people got Kirk, minus 2 points for that lad.
Mm. Callum Wilson's, 40% picked.
That's huge.
Steve Cook's 8%.
Cookie. Mm.
It's quite a lot of teams getting affected.
Yeah.
I suppose a lot of people would have benched him.
Maybe for that fixture. You got Liverpool. Liverpool flying at the moment. Yeah, that Salah hat trick. If you called it, it's one of them where we've talked about it before, where people that have got Salah are going, I told you it was worth it. Well, yeah. And it might, 13 mil. I mean, he just got his, 10th goal of the season, but before then, I don't know if it has really.
I think a lot of people sold Salah before this game week because obviously he hadn't done so much.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of money, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Hell of a lot. 13 mil, mate.
Didn't he start the season something crazy like 50% picked or something?
Yeah. Easy. Yeah, he actually went down. At one point, he went below 50% picked, which was huge because it was like the first time he'd been that since, for 18 months or,
Shit, the numbers of this are crazy. Bear in mind, here's shows you how many people I've got him.
Mm.
Loads of people, their price will change 3 times in a week.
Yeah. Mm.
His price is the same as it started at.
Mm.
Just gone up and down a little bit, but only the most it ever went down was 2 pips.
Yeah.
So it went down to 12.8. It's been as high as 3 million and as low as 1.5 million, his ownership.
Oh, so there's never been any less than 1.5 million people owning Salah.
That's right. So 1.6 million was the lease. And then it got just under, literally just under 3 million.
Yeah.
But imagine any other player, if they lost 1.5 million...
million people, yeah.
Yeah, fucking hell. Their price would go to zero, like minus 10 or whatever.
Well, I'll tell you what the stat was that I remember hearing. I just gave an incorrect one that he went below 50% picked. I made that up. It wasn't that I remembered. It was when his price went down for the first time, when he went down to 12.9. Oh, it was the first time his price ever went down in FPL.
Yeah,
because obviously last season he started at 9 and ended up at fucking like whatever it was, 12.5 or something mental.
Yeah.
Crazy. But yeah, that was the beginning of a mental game week. Wilson gets nothing. Mm. Trent Alexander gets nothing. That big Salah hat trick. Arsenal 1, Huddersfield 0, late Torreira goal. Where's Torreira come from? Because everyone's bang on that. And
do you rate him as a player?
I think he's fantastic. Against Spurs, he was incredible. Just that fucking determinism.
Yeah.
Determinism, I think. Determination.
Determinism is a word.
It is, but it doesn't mean that. Yeah. Johnny, what does determinism mean?
It was a lovely scissor goal, wasn't it?
It was a lovely scissor goal. Still undefeated for the last 21 games or whatever it is. But it's back-to-back goals for the lad, Torreira.
I'm not even really sure what position he plays. I know
he's holding.
So they got him... Xhaka and Guendouzi.
Yeah, he gets more minutes than Guendouzi. He's really proved himself. He's been like man of the match for like the last 5 games or something, or like 5 out of 7 games or something like that. He's played fantastic. He is back-to-back goals. I do think it's a little bit of, not luck, but I just think that's just the way it's going at the moment. I don't think it's going to be worth, his price has already gone up to 5.1, I think.
He's like a number 11, I think, on his shirt.
Mm.
So, if that makes any sense to anybody.
Well, it does, mate. I'm sure everyone's familiar with the numbering at least from 1 to 11. Back in the day, I was a number 11 myself. It was more of a sort of advance. You were either playing right or left wing, or you were playing just off the strikers.
Did you do any scissor kick goals?
Never had the athleticism for a scissor kick goal.
Mm.
But I was more sort of long range. I was on free kicks and shit. I had a great boot on me. I used to take goal kicks, even as a midfielder. Like, they get me back for goal kicks. Really strong legs, Johnny. goal kicks, corners, free kicks, Never penalties, though. Never let me take a penalty. Was
no.
It? No, it was more that it was all the popular lad. His name was Mark and he had long blonde hair. Oh, Mark's on penalties. Oh, yeah. Is he?
So he's got 11 last game, but then 6 in the previous two.
Mm.
For a holding midfielder, that's good, isn't it?
It's not bad, yeah. It's not bad. Aubameyang, very high percentage pick.
Yes.
Because obviously, with Aguero getting injured, everyone brought in Aubameyang after his excellent game against Spurs. He gets the assist, so it kind of keeps the owners happy-ish. I had my armband on him. But at the end of the day, it's not the worst captain choice, but... You know, it's Aubameyang. It's you're at home to Huddersfield. I mean, I was thinking he was going to absolutely dick them. I thought they were going to thump him. We're going to beat him 4-0. He was going to get a hat trick, but that wasn't unfortunately the case.
Yeah, it's still a nice result, though, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I was happy to get the 3 points. I was still looking at it like, well, technically not, still undefeated in 21 or whatever, but we get the win, which is nice. Keeping up with the rest. Of the pack.
Is it 21 games now? Is that right? I'm just, my mind going mental. But is it 21 games now without losing?
Literally just said, 21 games undefeated. Is it 21 games?
Maybe he didn't know.
Without losing. Did you not know undefeated 20, meant exactly. Not losing?
Yeah,
that's what it is. 21 games undefeated. It's very much the same thing. I think it is 21. That was number 21 for us.
Worry that we go too in depth.
It's there's too many stats on the gaffer tapes using words like undefeated.
Yeah.
I was actually looking at comments and my mind drifted.
Oh, there you go. Oh, yeah. We are twitching again this episode. twitch.tv/thegaffertapes. Don't go and do it now because obviously if you're listening to this, then it's in the future.
But...
And we're in the past. Strange.
Tuesday nights. We should have mentioned this before.
We record Tuesday nights. Yeah, if you're not on Twitter, I always just assume everyone's on Twitter.
Yeah.
If you're not, about 8 o'clock on a Tuesday night.
Probably quite a few people will be watching this instead of Tottenham Barcelona.
Yeah.
Which is the only thing we're running up against.
Yeah, 4 minutes in, Barcelona 0, Tottenham 0.
Yeah. Liverpool Napoli. So...
Yeah.
Pretty.
Johnny's boys.
Yeah. Sorry, we had to dent their figures.
Who are Kettering Town playing tonight, Johnny?
I don't think they got into the...
Did they not? That's weird.
No.
That's weird.
Oh, that's Schalke 04 against Kettering Town.
Burnley won. The Windsor Hawks. We'll be talking about this. Burnley won. Brighton 0. Tarkowski goal.
Fucking hell.
Little Craigie Hazel had Tarkowski on the bench. Massive. Clean sheet. Oh. Free bonus. Huge. He had like 14 points. But he got brought on because Craig also had Callum Wilson who didn't play. Which was annoying. So yeah, Craig had a massive haul from Tarkowski. But yeah, nothing for Glenn Murray this week.
I fucked off moment.
Did you?
Finally, yeah.
Probably a good shout.
Yeah, them, and I think I had a defender there as well. They were doing really well.
Mm.
The last 5 game weeks, they've done nothing.
Who was the lad? We talked about him. He got sent off last week. Duffy.
Yes.
Duffy got sent off just as I was talking about how good he was.
Oh, yeah.
I wrote the little rundown for like the game week because it was a game week 15 and 16 next to each other. I'd written
game week
15 about... Duffy, I think, is a great shout. And I was sitting there thinking, fucking hell, I'm the man who discovered Duffy. Oh, my God, he's amazing. Guys, get this guy in. Loads of points, really cheap. Low percentage picked. And the next game, he got... did he murder someone? I don't know. It was awful.
Sunday off.
Tarkowski, maybe Burnley is starting to turn it around. I don't know. They have been fucking dog shit. Cardiff are turning it around. Beat Saints 1-0. Craig's boyfriend, Patterson, was his 4th for the season.
Yeah. He's big on him, hasn't he?
Yeah, it's the first game in charge for... Can you pronounce the manager's name, Johnny?
Yeah, David Hasselhoff.
David Hasselhoff, but let's call him Hasselhoff.
Yeah.
Now, what is it?
Hasselhoof?
Hasenhuttle.
I'm staying well at this one.
Yeah. We'll leave it there. The Southampton manager. Yeah, no fairy tale start for that lad, unfortunately. But, little Cardiff clean sheet and Patterson with his 4th for the season.
Did you see the mistake?
Yeah,
from
watch all the football.
Saints.
Man.
It was
pretty textbook.
Southampton. Yeah, I think the likes of
the
Cardiff.
Pass, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Nightmare.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Terrible
news. And this is the game where the players want to impress their new manager as well. So
exactly. Do something like that.
Imagine as he got the ball and he was like, I'm going to show him we can play Barcelona's football. What I'll do is I'll just... Fuck.
You're never getting picked again, mate.
Yeah. Oh, dear.
United 4, Fulham 1. Again, Jose sitting there thinking, what are we worried about? He's safe for another couple of weeks, isn't he? They could potentially they could lose next week quite dramatically, and he's still kind of holding it. He's been doing it all season, just doing enough.
All right. He's fine.
I think
they're only like 1,000 points off Arsenal.
Exactly. So there you go.
Like they're 8 points behind. They're literally playing in a different league.
Yeah, it's kind of separated like that now.
There's Liverpool, Man City, Tottenham, Chelsea, Arsenal.
There's a lot of stuff going on between the bottom. Like there's not many points between quite a lot of teams.
Yeah, I think there's a gap opened up. So there's like
between six, Arsenal and Everton. I think there's a big gap.
In Arsenal, Man United.
Was it Arsenal United?
Yeah, and then between 6 and 13, it's so Man United are on 26 points, all the way down to Brighton, who are on 21 in 13th. Then there's a huge drop to Cardiff, who are only on 14.
Yeah,
and the rest of the teams are just dog shit.
There we go.
It's like the textbook three league thing.
A little update, Barcelona 1, Tottenham 0. Can we all take 30 to 35 seconds to laugh at Tottenham?
Barcelona have got a really weak team as well.
Did they? Yeah, Spurs need to win that.
Yeah.
Little fuckers. Ashley Young, almost doubling his points for the game week. Sorry, for the season in one game week.
What?
Lukaku now got 2 and 3. He's starting to score again. There's just pictures of Lukaku online and Twitter and stuff. Everyone going, oh, he's so fat and all this stuff. He's not. He's just well built. But all it is just metabolism. Yeah. It happens. You know, you grow up and your metabolism changes. Like, I used to eat what I wanted, drink what I wanted. I was really skinny. I looked ill. I was so skinny and pale. And now I eat a bit of lettuce and it goes straight to my tits. One slice of toast and I've got an extra chin. That literally happens. Honestly. So that's all it is. It's just metabolism. So good luck to you, Lukaku. Don't listen to him, you know. 2 goals in 3 games for that lad. Absolutely fucking prolific. Marcus Rushton.
Scorer still.
Second highest score. He's their second highest score.
Yes.
No one else. I was going to say, not the second highest score.
And he's still a young player, isn't he? He's still got a good experience.
He's deceptively young. He's just very, very strong. He's just a big, strong man.
It's weird, isn't it? Because he's a classic example of someone that people love to build up.
Yeah.
Like, you know, similar with Sterling, isn't it?
Mm.
And then they slaughter him if he doesn't score for a couple of games.
Yeah.
But otherwise, they're always talking about all the records he's going to break. Because his goal-scoring record is crazy, considering how old he is.
I guess he's like Rooney, how Rooney was.
Yeah, that's true.
5 years.
Yeah.
Very true, yeah. The second, like, he doesn't, and then all the stats come out, he hasn't scored for, like, 1,000 minutes.
Yeah.
And he hasn't done this, he hasn't done that. I just think, oh, mate, he's a fucking great striker.
Yeah.
You know, what are you going to do? And it's always the Liverpool fans, no offence.
That's right.
And, you know, the Kettering Town fans, no offence. They're ripping the piss out of him, but there you go. Rashford, 1 goal and 2 assists in that game. He's 6.8 mil. He's less than 7% picked, and he's almost at 50 points.
Yeah, the problem is,
he's looking all right, though, isn't he? He's like, he loves a little assist.
He's the same as Martial.
Yeah.
They share the same spot in the fuck-up zone, don't they?
The fuck-up zone.
They'll do nothing for two weeks. Then they'll come on,
score
4 goals. Yeah.
Do everything.
And then they'll get rested for the other one who come on. It's just
Is it worth... Oh, it'd be too expensive. Just flip reverse, as the Blazing squad would say. Whatever happened to that feature, Marcel from the Blazing squad? Where is he in the Gaffer Tapes league?
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Blazing squad rotation.
Oh, yeah. I think it went away with...
I think you said we need to stop doing that. It's ridiculous. which is probably true.
What was the one where me and Craig peacefully discuss what our favourite subject was?
The boot room.
Boot room?
Yeah, that ran that ran for one episode.
One segment.
Start of series 5. Start this series, the boot room.
I think that's where it is. It's gone to the
boot
room.
We didn't plan it before. We come up with the idea. We go, it's like room 101. It's called the boot room. We disagree about two things. And then, like, you picked... Oh, no, Craig picked... It was, like, things that we hated, and Craig picked... like racism, and I picked singing or something like that, or the other way around.
Football chants.
I can't remember.
Yeah, I had to decide which was worse.
I picked hatred or something.
Yeah, which would you get rid of in football? Chanting, arguably the best bit of football, or mass racism?
That was it. Yeah.
Oh, it was a real like difficult that. Choice.
Yeah, I think it needed work. You know. But we definitely, when we get our TV show, it probably won't feature.
No.
Ash, you're West Ham again. That's three back-to-back three-goal hauls for West Ham, if you don't mind me saying.
Doing all the goals with Anderson and doing all the goals with Chicharito, which is a surprise.
Oh, I did bring him in myself, I'm not going to lie to you.
Did you?
I did bring him in for Jamie Vardy, the injured Jamie Vardy. Yes. Mm. Brought him in. You got have you got Vardy or Chicharito, Johnny?
Not at all.
Neither of those.
When we get to see his place when we do the league rundown,
Johnny is in a league of his own. Yeah, so we're not going to say whether he's at the top or at the bottom.
I would say that I would put money on now that he may not have Jermaine Junas.
Yes, that's
true.
That's
the sort of level we're talking about.
Yeah, he's up there. Yeah. Anderson with goal. Six game weeks, right? He's got 48 points. We just talked about Rashford. Rashford has got 48 points all season, and Anderson's got that in six games. It's ridiculous.
It's crazy.
7.3 mil, 15.5% picked, which is crazy. Someone else, old Snodcakes, Snoddingtons, mad form at the moment.
Mm. Really nice goals. Both
11, really good goals. 8 point weeks.
Really?
Yeah. Which is worth looking at. He's only 5.3 mil.
A nice run of fixture, I think. Yeah. Fulham, Watford, Southampton, Burnley, Brighton.
Fulham. Fulham at home, I think, isn't it, as well? That's pretty much the holy grail at the moment.
Well, it was, but yeah.
Yeah.
I think the only problem with Anderson is it's quite difficult to bring in. Like, cause you have to... He's in that mid-zone. He's not super cheap. Like, he's still more expensive than Richarlison. And
is he more than Richarlison?
Yeah, quite a lot more. So, to get 7.3,
yeah.
So you can't just ditch someone like that. Mm. You have to ditch someone who's expensive.
Yeah.
To bring him in.
Then you're making up a lot. Because I'm looking at just a little bit more money to get Harry Kane back in.
Yeah. Mm. But I mean, then you're looking at dropping like Sterling.
Yeah, exactly. That's the only way I can do it. Sterling or I've got to go. And you can't get rid of Sterling or Hazard for Anthony. Let's be a cracking player, but you just can't do it.
And you know, I suppose you could get rid of, maybe you could get rid of, Man City have got easy games as well.
Mm.
You could, yeah, I wouldn't really want to drop any of them. They've all got easy games.
No.
Yeah, you'd have to like drop a striker or something to bring him in, I think.
I do have him.
Oh, and?
Who, Anderson?
Yeah.
Have you?
So, take it back. Don't get
him. That's all right.
Don't, not Johnny's.
No, I've cursed. I've cursed. That's it now.
Curse of Johnny.
Yeah.
But three equally good game weeks for those boys and Chicharito. Who is the obvious Arnautović replacement? A lot of people had Arnautović. Now he's out for a while, potentially. Chikorita's in. As I say, brought him in for Vardy and he scored. I'm happy with that. I think he's worth keeping an eye on. Yeah.
The only problem with him is he never plays a full game.
Mm.
He has once and got... He's one of those players who played 90 minutes once and got 13 points.
Yeah.
And then, apart from that, he's never got anywhere near it.
What, Chicharito?
Yeah.
Yeah. But like, decent points in the last couple of game weeks. He's got some goals.
I think if you want to go really out... I forgot we've got fucking Lanzini's out all season.
Yeah. But he's going to play a bit more now with no on out of it, surely, isn't he?
But if you want to go really rogue,
mm.
Andy Carroll's back.
Is he?
He played, didn't he?
Back for how long? What, he played in that game?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did he?
Played a half. He's got 2 points all season. He's... 0.1% picked.
He's the
if you love your fucking differentials, now is the time.
He's the ultimate
differential pick.
He's the ultimate differential. Of course he is, yeah. Because he will play at one point, he will play and score ridiculous points in one game. He's going to get 20 points all season and it's going to come from two game weeks, pretty much.
We'll play like Huddersfield away and score a hat trick.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
And some nutter in his secret sausage team will captain him.
Triple captain, yeah.
Yeah. And he'll do the rounds on Twitter. But yeah.
The big result of the week, isn't it?
Massive.
It's massive.
Upset of the season.
Wow. Thus far. Kind of is.
Century, but that would have oversold it. Upset of the season, definitely so far. Chelsea beat City 2-0.
Yeah.
But only two attacks,
City
was it?
Are defeated.
Who saw that coming?
Great point. No one. I mean, Chelsea just got beat by Wolves, didn't they, last week?
They did, yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, I didn't see it.
Certainly not. I know a lot of people. Johnny, talk us through your bench.
So, I didn't see it coming. So I naturally stuck Alonso and Kante on my bench. And between them, they got, I think, 16, 15 points, annoyed me, but then again, who would have thought that they were going to concede two goals and
a
not even score?
And a defensive midfielder.
Yeah.
Obviously, Kante got the goal.
Yeah.
David Luiz as well.
As well.
Who would have thought that? Two assists for Hazard, but no decent points for a single City player. They all got twos and threes. I don't think anyone got a three. They all just got twos.
Yeah.
I've got Sterling myself. I had my Vice captain, little armband on him. Good job. Oh, I didn't. Yeah, I was thinking, he's due a bit of a big haul because he didn't have one the week before, I think it was. But no, that's crazy. So City are defeated. So Liverpool are the only undefeated team in the Premier League at the moment.
Wow. I wouldn't have called that.
What is going on? Obviously, the Liverpool fans are like, that's it, we're going to win the fucking
game. Yeah, City have got a lot of injuries. They just don't look the same without Aguero, do they?
Yeah, which is crazy, isn't it, really? But do they not seem the same? Because I'm sure that last week we were like, well, that's true, yeah. Jesus hasn't really been doing the business, has he?
No, I think that Aguero doesn't play very well away. It's like no points at home. I mean, they win all their games 5-0 anyway, but I wonder if away he's still linking up, or Jesus is. So he's not getting the fantasy foot points, but they're still getting the wins.
They kept Jesus initially on the bench, didn't they? Then they brought him in after half-time to Lozano.
Yeah, because there's some stat as well that when Sterling's playing like on his own up front, but not really on his own, but when he has to play in that role, he's got like something crazy, like 0 points. Yeah. And when he's been playing on the wing, he's got like 80.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, he's definitely, it's like a total change.
Are they the specific figures?
No, they're definitely not the exact figures, but I mean, they may as well be.
That's essentially the thing. Yeah, that's interesting, yeah, because I've been trying to work out the whole Sterling conundrum myself, and it's been a pain in my tits. Leicester 0, Spurs 2. No Kane.
Rested he played for tonight's
12,
game.
12 minutes or so. It must be just rested for tonight, isn't it?
Yeah.
I didn't really think about that at the time. Everyone was like, why does he fucking get rested? Well, it's a big game. They have to beat Barcelona away tonight.
Yeah, I don't think many people would have called it, to be fair.
No. He got 12...
16 minutes, yeah, right out.
16 minutes, was it?
Yeah, I didn't think he played at all, actually. I didn't realise
that. Yeah, yeah. He was heavily captained. Craig captained him. As I say, I do keep an eye on Craig's. 2-2 going into our fifth season as Gaffer Tape's host. And Sonny, son, doing what I said he would.
He did. He called it.
Yeah.
Three goals, two assists in four. And I said, end of the season, this time of the year, it's the year of the sun.
Did.
Winter sun.
The winter sun. That's nice. That's nice.
I think you said
winter
it last
sun.
Week.
I think I might have been on
the other episode. That was, is that what I said? The winter sun?
Yeah.
Oh, that's what I thought. That's bloody genius. Oh, that's, it's like a board game that you two play.
That's so good.
That's so good.
Do you two play that board game, the winter sun board game? These two were talking about board games down the pub before that we recorded for a while, weren't you? Just chatting casually about the old board games.
Love a good roll of dice.
Yeah. Is that not something you just both went quiet when I mentioned board games? Is it not something that your respective other halves know about?
We didn't.
Your other halves think you're having an affair. You're like, no, we just play board games. Just don't tell them. All right?
Yeah. I keep one of my mates always joked that in his under his bed, he had like Warhammer rule books.
Oh.
But like with porn magazines.
What's that porn? Oh, God, you caught me. Bloody women with all their boobs and stuff. Oh, man. Absolutely, man. Newcastle 1, Wolves 2, Perez, Jota and Doherty with the late winner. Everyone on Twitter talking about Doherty.
We were picking him up last time, weren't we?
We've mentioned him many times, voted for him in the PFA Player of the Month. Back in whenever it was, September. Fourth top scoring defender, but at 74 points, I looked, and it's like, it's not massive.
So
it's cheap, but...
I went for the other Wolves defender, Bennett. You got me one point.
Just one.
One point.
I thought you were going to say Willy Bolly. Willy Bolly.
I've got Willy Bolly. And since I brought him in...
Who you got?
Will doing the voice.
Go on, do it.
I can't do it. Yeah, I've got Willy Bolly. And not the Cardiff striker. What's his name?
Wally Billy.
Yeah.
Who's the Cardiff striker?
William Boney.
Oh, William Boney.
Yeah.
Not Cardiff, Swansea, surely.
Swansea. Yeah. Sorry, yeah. Since I brought him in, his points have been 1-2-1-2-1-1-2-2.
Binary.
Brilliant.
Brilliant binary.
Yeah. The points before that were 6-6-2-7-8-8. So
what, Bolly?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. He's one of them. It's a bit like Wan-Bissaka. You need to know when to stick him on. And, you know, we'll never know that. Which is a shame.
I got Wan-Bissaka. Guess how many points you got me?
How many?
One.
Same here, mate.
He was on my bench, wasn't he? He was the absolute.
Well, yeah, but then in between, he had 2 9-point weeks back to back. And he still thought, at that point, he was about 4.4 mil. And you're thinking, fucking hell. But then since then, nothing. He's had 1-6 since then. That's been about it.
So what was the last game? Was this Monday night?
It was last night, as we record, yeah. Everton 2, Watford 2, back-to-back goals for Doucouré. And everyone's boyfriend, Rickarlison, with back-to-back goals as well. That was like everyone's last play. Everyone moaned about now they had a shit week. Rickarlison gets that.
Nice.
Gets that goal and saves a lot of people's game weeks.
Wasn't last season he played for?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And they... Big time. Bit of beef.
But yeah, probably, yeah. Two assists for Pereira as well. Own goal for Coleman. And penalty miss for Sigurdsson. So some very potentially low points in that last game, ruining people's game week. Someone tweeted that they had Sigurdsson captain.
Really? And,
yeah, missed the old penner.
Fuck.
Missed the old penner. So yes, that was the very unpredictable, a little bit mental game week 16. Quickly before we go, let's do our mini league brought to you by monster-shop.co.uk with prizes, a PS4 bundle for the overall winner plus monthly manager of the month prizes. Join with the pin 4817-1594. Go to the auto join link, gaffertapes.com/join. The league closes at the end of the year.
Oh does it?
You've got to join. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, ages ago.
Oh, okay.
Were you not in the production meeting? thegaffertapes.com/join. Right, let's do the top 10. Johnny, do you want to read the top 10, mate?
I will give it a go.
Go for
just
it.
Just do it with confidence.
Okay, so number 10. You need that music. Do, 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 do. It's Mendy Goes by Salva Abrala. Number 9 is Barricade, Matthew Barrick. Number 8 is Ji-sung Park the Bus by Andy Blackburn Slime.
Similar.
Number 7 is Baltica by Vitaly Ruzis. Number 6.
Just do one of them.
Okay.
Just do one of them.
Number 6. Number 6 is Corner Tigers by Shahraz Harris. Number 5 is Alamut by Magadov. Number 4 is Goats of Goats by Matthew Cotton. Number 3 is Orenburg by Orenburg93. Number 2 is Great Gatsby by Robert Ziganshin. And the new person at number 1 is Change Team by Johnny Worthington.
It's
Minimax by Mijan Bajic.
Mijan Bajic, who I recognise that name from last season. I'll turn a bit. Recognise that name. Well done, Johnny. You did a sterling job there, mate. Yeah. Let's do our positions quickly. Ash back on top. Daddy G Wing.
Fine.
Back on top. 1,224th in the Gaffer Tapes League. Big T Dog, the people's champion. 1,964th is pretty close. Well, I was ahead last time and then. But you had a good week, Captain Salah.
Apart from that, I did shit. When the Salah captain came in early doors, I was like, this is going to be big.
Yeah. I had a very decent start, but yeah, I feel like 55 point week. Yeah. Craig did go up quite a bit. He got a better score than me this week. 4,072nd, 82 click wanker. Johnny, as we mentioned, let's reveal your score, mate. 6,129 from the Gaffer Tapes League.
Yeah.
6,000. I remember when it was 6. Didn't seem possible we'd have 6,000 people in our league, let alone we'd get someone in who listens every week and subscribes on Patreon. 6,000. Is a football fanatic and he's still managed to get to 6,000.
But in my defence, when you did your live show last year, I was 20th in the league. And also, also a no-click wanker. So, have you ever been a no-click wanker?
Well, he has.
No, and then finally, Mr. Dominic Monaghan, he's had three really bad weeks. He's down at 3,673.
What happened?
He's like down near
pressure
Craig.
Got to
he's quite close to Craig, to be fair. He's probably only about 10 points away from him.
He was doing really well.
Dom. Mate, send us a little voice clip again. We haven't had a Dommy Mons voice clip for ages. Let us know what's been happening.
He might be too depressed.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, if Craig goes ahead of him, he will be.
Yeah. Oh, blimey. But yeah, there we go. That is our positions. That was Game Week 16. We will be back in part two with some tweets, with a bit of any other business and an email or two. So we will see you then.
Hello and welcome back to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with Ash, Tom.
Yes.
Special guest Johnny.
Good evening.
No Craig, because he has been doing something with I'm a Celebrity Jungle or whatever. Yeah.
He's doing something.
And now
he's on his way back.
So he may or may not be here for the following podcast.
Yeah. Probably.
Probably.
Probably be around.
So Johnny follows us on Patreon. You can do the same if you go to patreon.com/gaffertapes and then on one of Craig's
many jaunts.
Yeah, extended sabbaticals. You could be a guest too.
Yeah, Patreon, P-A-T-R-E-O-N. We got a new patron this week.
Did we?
Yeah, we did. I'll talk about that.
Oh, maybe they'll be a guest.
Maybe they will. Yeah. Patreon.com/thecafetapes, just a fiver a month. Yeah. $7.
Who would even notice?
Who would bloody know?
Us. We'll spend it all on drugs.
Yes.
Now it's time for our little section Tom likes to call...
Tweets for my tweet...
Leather.
Wow. Lovely stuff.
Get out.
Thanks, mate. That's great.
You are so meta. It's unbelievable.
You're so meta.
You know the podcast better than we do.
Yeah. Now. We got one from...
Fa-la-la-la-la.
4P Gaming. Fa-la-la-la-la-la-la. 4Play. See what we've done there. Greetings. Love the show. Timmy Tinker was great this week too. My question... My FPL season this year is hands down my worst ever. Sell a player and that player scores big. I've been super unlucky with team selection, rotation, etc. So what do you do to get out of a rut?
I think we advised people before that they commit suicide, didn't we?
We did accidentally to one guy.
And then that improved his team.
As a joke.
Yeah.
And I don't even think we said that, but yeah.
Yeah. So don't make any rash transfers.
Okay.
If you've got a wild card, do that.
What about some Rashford transfers?
Oh, definitely.
Write that down. Rashford transfer.
You're probably taking hits where you don't need to. It might be one thing you're doing. So you're like, if you don't take points hits, it's really hard to rotate your team too much. So just get rid of the weakest players around your team. Look at the upcoming fixtures. Probably don't change too much about it. Someone at the in the last podcast, I met up with some of the other FPL people.
We talked about that. Fucking Judas bastard.
Exactly. A lot of them were saying that they took, you know, they were on 30-point hits already this season. And I was like, that is mental. It's absolute madness. You just don't need to do it.
Yeah.
Like, don't go chasing all the bandwagons and getting rid of people. Mm. Like, as long as the player's good and you still think they're playing well,
yeah,
just turn it around.
Did you hand out all the printouts of our stats and, like, listenership figures that I gave you? And then your FPL rank. Okay, we're better than you on two accounts.
I might have slipped in my FPL rank a couple of times.
You weren't wearing your I finished 8th in the world t-shirt. Yeah,
I was wearing my I finished 800th hoodie. Yeah. And then they were like,
Wow, 800th in the world's not bad. And then you unzipped it, bang, 81st.
And then I was like, but I mean, I don't really care about the game.
So I feel for this guy because
Or lady,
that's very true. As you know, I'm over 6,000. So I don't know when you like play darts. Dart player goes for like triple 20, but they can't quite get form, so they go for the triple 19 bit off.
Ooh.
So what I've done instead, I've kind of given fantasy football a bit of rest, and then I've gone for Strictly Come Dancing this week, did some bets and that, and I won £25. So hopefully I go back next week to the Premier League and
So there was a dart analogy which led to Strictly Come Dancing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which is a first for the game.
So hopefully, maybe you try something different for a week and then come back and recalibrate himself.
Yeah, like do a week NFL draft.
Yeah, do that. And then you think, actually, I'm like, I should go back.
Oh, do you know what? Yeah, that's nice. I like it. He goes, how do you get out of a rut? Watch Strictly Come Dancing.
Bet on it.
Bet on it?
Yeah. Bet on something else.
Yeah, a bit random.
Oh, that is true, actually. Tell you what. Get £50 and bet on something. And then when you lose it, you won't feel so bad that you fucked up. It doesn't cost you anything.
Very good point. We got a tweet from FPL Skateboard again. He's reared his head. Is it time for Giroud to come in, or should you go for a cheaper attacker to bolster the midfield?
Is it time for Giroud to come in?
Yeah. Would it ever be?
Is this a trick?
Well, I guess maybe because Chelsea are on flying high a little bit. Mm. I don't know why you'd think Giroud. I mean, we've said it for years. I'm a big fan of Giroud. I was at Arsenal. I was gutted that we let him go. He scores when he plays, but he hasn't been playing a lot. But then Morata. Has Morata even been playing? What have they been doing?
No, they're talking about
him. What's been happening?
They're talking about shipping him off.
Fuck him off.
I think Hazard's been playing on his own up front, basically.
Yeah. Yeah, and he's you know, he's still a decent pick, Hazard, but Giroud, yeah, he kind of is getting even less of a shot with Chelsea, it seems, than he was with Arsenal.
Yeah.
If it was one of them...
It's a quite good one. If someone leaves their computer unlocked, go on and swap Giroud in for them.
Yeah.
If that's the way, if you're trying to take down everyone else...
Yeah, he's kind of that pick at the moment, isn't he?
Yeah. You could do, hack in, steal 5.9 million other people's logins,
yeah,
transfer him in.
And then you're laughing, isn't you?
Yeah, yeah.
You're laughing. Yeah, no, I don't think Giroud is. So if he hits a little bit of form, it's worth it. If they start playing him for the last 20 minutes all the time, like Arsenal were, then he's worth a shout.
He's definitely not.
No? But what if he starts playing on the regs just that 20 minutes? Because he used to score. Come on, we've had this conversation for 5 years.
Yeah, definitely. He's still not worth picking.
He's still not worth picking.
But, I think he's a good player, and they should play him. But I think, given that they're not playing either of them, I think it makes Hazard an even better pick.
Okay.
Although he doesn't like playing on his own up front, he did get 2 assists this week.
Yeah. Yeah, no, Hazard's certainly a mainstay in my team at the moment. Niall W. Prendergast. He is our new patron.
Is he?
Yeah, patreon.com.
Welcome.
Nice. Welcome.
Wasn't he all over the top 10 last year?
I don't know. He was the guy, he tweets us regularly. He was the guy who Craig called Bendergast.
Jeez.
Just before Craig went away.
Wow.
He does kind of mention something along those lines. He said, do I give up on Lacazette? If so, do I straight swap for Alba, Aubameyang, or go for anyone else? Brackets, already got Kane and Murray. And then he said, really enjoyed the pod over the last 4 weeks. Not sure what you've changed, but it's great. A little thumbs up.
Amazing.
And then he followed that up with another tweet. Another one, Captain Lacazette / Aubameyang, or go Renegade and Captain Mr. Philip A. Anderson.
So who's Arsenal got then, this coming up? And who has...
Southampton. We got a lovely run. Southampton, Burnley, Brighton, Liverpool, then Fulham. And that's leading up to Christmas. So, yeah, I think...
Yeah, I think so.
Go to Aubameyang, man.
Are they both at home or are they both away?
I think we're at home to Southampton, possibly.
Oh, really?
I think. Yeah, I believe. I mean,
if it helps, I'm going to captain him for the next 2 games.
So, do not captain Aubameyang if Jan is going to do it. I don't think Lacazette's a terrible pick. He's kind of like, as we were just saying about Giroud, like he will come on and he may get an assist or a goal, but it's a lot of money. When you should just go for Aubameyang.
I didn't realise Aubameyang was literally playing 90 minutes every game now.
Yeah,
I hadn't really twigged. Definitely
Aubameyang. I mean, everyone's jumping on that bandwagon. His price has gone up so much last week or so. Yeah. Since that Spurs game, since Aguero got injured, it's been mental.
Yeah.
You should have scored this weekend as well.
He should. But he got the assist, so he didn't exactly blank. And Felipe Anderson, he's saying as well. Prendergast.
Yeah, because West Ham have got Fulham, so it's Fulham Southampton, isn't it?
Yeah.
The two real shit teams.
Yeah. What, West Ham? It depends if you're chasing it in your league. Little captain's armband on Felipe. You don't like that kind of talk, do you?
No.
Mucky talk.
No. Just whoever you think is going to get the most points.
Okay.
Anderson does. Aubameyang's cost as a striker now, right?
Yes.
Okay. So in that case, Anderson is a midfielder, so there is a bonus there.
A bonus there for.
And I think Fulham concede more goals than Southampton. Southampton is shit, but they normally just lose 1-0 every week, don't they?
Yeah.
Whereas Fulham lose about 5-0.
They have done.
Yeah. It's different now because they've both got new managers, but I'd be tempted with the Anderson.
Yeah?
Yeah, especially if you love differentials or whatever.
Person. You love differentials. I don't like it myself. I don't agree with them.
Differential guys.
Sour Troubadour tweeted us, I need some Spurs coverage in midfield but don't know between Son and Ali. Is it true about Son and the end of year, or is that just weird racism? Lol. And then he said also Timmy Tinker was epic last week, genuinely pissed myself with laughter and fear, which is nice. I think it's real. Where would you choose, lads, Son or Dele Alli?
Because
obviously
Son.
Ali scored. Win to Son. What do you reckon, Ash? Son or Ali?
Tends to go for Son as well, to be honest. He's a little bit cheaper, isn't he?
A lot of people are looking at the lad at the moment because obviously Spurs' run, I believe, is the nicest of everyone. Yeah, it is. I can't see. Yeah, I think it is. I think Spurs have got the nicest run out of everyone.
That's not a bad shout, to be honest. Him and...
I'm telling you, last year, he made my Christmas, Son.
8.5 assists again. It's the Felipe Anderson. We could
I had a sunny Christmas last year.
I tell you what. If you've got Sterling,
You
could get rid of him
and
get in Anderson and Son.
For the price of Sterling?
No, you mean you'd have to get rid of someone else, but someone cheap.
Yeah.
Like if you've got Neves or whatever, I'm sure you could do that would balance out.
If you're getting rid of Son Sorry, if you're getting rid of Sterling and getting Sun in, you're going to have 3 mil to play with.
Mm.
2.5
exactly.
To play with.
Yeah. Crazy. Also, you're going to have cream on your tits when Sterling inevitably scores 10 goals next week.
You're going to have cream on your tits as the new one. There you go. That is true. Thanks very much for the Twitter questions. It's now time. It's everyone's favourite. It's any other business.
Any other business. Is that right? Any other business, it's all right. Any other business, got the tapes.
So a little bit of any other business. Some Timmy Tinker love. I mean, you know, if it's there, guys, if it's getting tweeted to us, don't worry about it. James Edrupt, he says, listened to the pod on my usual morning jog, roared with laughter during Timmy Tinker at the amusement of a few MILFs dropping their kids off at school. And then he ruined it by putting hashtag wank fodder.
Right.
I don't know. I don't quite get the link between the
sure, it's MILFs. He went home, put Timmy Tinker back on again.
Yeah. And masturbated furiously, yeah. I assume. Wank fodder. Obama Dan Twining. Get old Dan. Yeah, he tweeted us every week. He said the latest episode of Timmy Tinker was a bigger epic than any episode 9 of Game of Thrones. It kind of is like that, isn't it? Because it's like the penultimate of the year, but then obviously, the you know, that's kind of, I guess that's kind of how the author did it, because he was thinking through. And then not such a nice or positive input from Mr. Ian Stimson. Little Timmy Tinker was amazing. Let's be very careful not to tweet spoilers about a character we've previously never heard of turning out to be the second biggest antagonist in the story, who also hasn't been in it for ages. Groundbreaking. I just think Stimmers is annoyed because I got the name of the podcast wrong 3 times the other week on the podcast. Can I just say, Pat Natalu gets mentioned. He got mentioned several times in every episode since we brought him in and since Alan Potato disappeared. So
what did you tweet saying there's a big...
absolute classic storytelling.
What did you tweet saying there's a big Pat Natalu revealer?
Yeah, but don't go on an anagram generator or anything. No, that was after it had been played and he was like, that was amazing.
I've got a little thing for this section.
Yeah.
So my team is called Change Name, but there's a reason behind that and I want to know if the listeners also had same experience as me. So I had a
new section.
I had an email from the actual fantasy Premier League saying, "Dear Sir, Madam, your team name was deemed offensive and was renamed to Change Name. Please change it to something more suitable."
What was your team name before?
Penis.
What, like not a pun, just penis?
Just penis?
Yes. I think Oscar from, what do you call it? Do you have a podcast?
Oh, yeah, well, that's from Stimmy's podcast.
I'm
yeah,
I think Oscar. He once tweeted me about it, and I used the word penis, so I did it. And then about a month, I kept it. And then one day I got this email, and they changed it.
Well, so actually, it wasn't banned immediately. It took them a while to figure out.
I wonder if somebody complained in my...
Who would complain? I'd like to officially complain to FBL because someone in my mini league has the name penis.
So yeah,
I think there'd be like a filter or something.
And that wasn't just a spam email. It didn't say click this link to change your name.
And then the next
name.
Time I logged on, it was in capital letters. My team's called Change Name.
I cannot believe you didn't immediately change it to quotes. What was it? Something more appropriate.
Yeah,
classic
penis. Lovely. One of the big fantasy football accounts last year, before they were one of the big fantasy football accounts, they tweeted that the Fantasy Premier League got in touch with them because they had a second team. And they were like, it's technically a game, you're cheating. But no one ever found out whether that was valid or not. And there's us tweeting about our secret sausages and talking about secret sausages for 5 years.
Wait, my secret sausage is a reference to different teams?
No, it's not.
Oh, good.
At all.
I thought it was a reference to PIN numbers this whole time.
Yeah. Let's do that bloody new, talking of new sections.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Let's do that new section that we were going to call, called Where's Hazel?
Where's Hazel?
Lovely, Johnny. Lovely.
Where is Craig Hazel?
Well, we got a tweet from Ben Jackson, BJ_07. I just knew he'd be in there fanboying. And there is a picture of the crew of I'm a Celeb in the jungle. And he's done a little zoom in to little Craigie Hazel. Oh, Who's that he stood next to? Noel fucking Edmonds. Noel fucking Edmonds. At Noel Edmonds UK. Ben's copied him in the tweet, and he's copied us and Craig. Hashtag I'm a celeb.
Father and son.
Father and son. Oh, yeah, could be. Could be. Has Noel got any Scottish in him?
Ooh.
Well, I don't know, but he did after that.
Hey!
All the lads. Craig made love to Noel Edmonds. We can say it now, in the jungle, on his last day, they made love. We had several people tweet us that very picture. Many times, and it was like a few different people had taken it, and it was from different angles and stuff. But yeah, Craig's just there next to Noel Edmonds. That is so Craig that he'd look at everyone there and go, "Gotta get next to Noel." Do you know what I mean? Gotta get next to Noel. Gotta get in there.
It's really annoying that they've taken it on like a grass bank. So that, I bet he was really annoyed it wasn't on his skateboard.
Yeah, his skateboard. We retweeted that, and then someone replied and went, "Is his skateboard out of view? Where's his skateboard?"
Yeah.
But it's true, yeah.
Oh, do you think maybe they were like, "Oh, for fuck's sake, let's do it on a grass bank so that fucking dickhead doesn't bring his skateboard again."
Yeah,
that's the production
skateboard.
Oh, he's always on it. Oh.
He's wearing a lanyard. Who wears a lanyard?
In the jungle. Walking around the jungle in a lanyard.
In a lanyard. What are you wearing a lanyard for?
Actually, I'm part of the crew. Oh. Yes, we all are. We're in a jungle.
There's the one thing I hate about the Edinburgh Festival is just all the comedians walk around with lanyards on because they've got access to like a special room in a pub where like Richard Herring is. And he's like, "Yeah, I was drinking with Richard Herring last night. Yeah, yeah, yeah." And then walking around with a fucking lanyard on. Oh, dickheads.
Jealous.
Yeah. Jealous, yeah. Yeah, I didn't get a fucking lanyard. Right, we've got a tweet from Sam Rossiter. He said, "Isn't Bodger dead? Should make for an interesting gig. Hashtag AOB. Any other business?" If you could hashtag your any other business, it'd be a lot easier to find them. And I Googled it because I talked last week about I'm gigging with Bodger and Badger. Googled it. Bodger is dead. So who the fuck I'm gigging with, I don't know.
No, he just opened. They just did the Christmas lights.
He died years ago.
Can't be original Bodger. Oh, maybe it's like his son or something. Like
it's certain. Just Badger.
Just
looking
Badger.
Looking sad and eating potatoes.
Just a
who turned on the Christmas
sack.
Lights here then if it wasn't
No, him. That was Basil Brush.
Oh.
Yeah, because he's doing the Windsor Panto. Basil Brush. Yeah,
Christ.
Bodger and Badger. Bodger is dead. But seriously, so I Googled it. Bodger fucking died like 18 months ago.
What?
So what I did was I looked on the website of the gig I'm doing. It's still there, Bodger and Badger. I'm going to email the promoter and go, "Sorry, are you aware that Bodger's dead? Because Badger on his own, he's not going to be funny. He's not going to be a hoot. So I don't know. Maybe it's like Sooty, like Matthew Corbett.
Yeah.
Like his son sticks his hand up Sooty now. So maybe it's that. Maybe
so is
Bodger's
each of
son.
Bodger and Badger presented by like, a different person?
I don't know if it's... Well, it's obviously not going to be original Bodger because we can confirm he's died. I'm guessing it's going to be original Badger and potentially Bodger's son, Bidger. I don't know. Bidger and Badger. Yeah, maybe it's just the Bodger and Badger tribute band. We don't know at this time. Right, boys, let's quickly finish on an email before we go. Johnny, do you want to read the email?
Yeah, go for it, mate.
Don't read out the email address.
No. So, Niall Salmon. Hi, lads.
Salmon?
I'm new to the podcast this year and loving every episode, so keep it up, boys. Just want to say little thank you for all the tips so far this year. I've been doing Fantasy Premier League for the last 5 years, and this week was the first time I've been top of the league that I'm in with the lads. Previous years, I haven't even got in the top half. Thanks for that, lads. All the best. Neil from Leamington Spa.
Niall from Leamington
Spa. We're big in Leamington Spa.
Yeah.
Massive in the spa. I loved that, the fact that he listened. I replied and I was like, I can't believe that you've actually listened and got tips out of the podcast, but fair play to you. You just got to, you know, weed through it. And there's a few in there, isn't there? Just trawl through. Niall, thanks for getting involved. Yeah, you can obviously tweet us at the Gaffer Tapes, email us info@thegaffertapes.com. Over the Christmas period, we'll be around. We'll save up some of the best stuff and do it in our first show back in January. That's it for the social section. We will be back in part three. Johnny's got a quiz for us. I can't believe it. I'm excited. I'm really excited. We're going to preview game week 17. We're going to talk you through the Christmas fixtures a little bit. There's going to be our power bottom picks and the final episode of 2018 of Little Timmy Tinker.
Welcome back to Section 3 of the Cafeteria Fantasy Football Podcast with Ash, Tom and Johnny. We will be looking ahead at this week's upcoming fixtures. Then we will be doing our Powerbomb picks, a quiz, and the Diary of Little Timmy Tinker. So, Tom, what do you think about the upcoming fixtures?
I think they're lovely, mate. Good. Game week 17 is coming up thick and fast, Saturday the 17th. Now, it is the beginning of it's almost at that time of the big Christmas fixtures.
The double cluster bag.
So just very quickly, I mean, if you've got your calendar on you. So game week 17 is this weekend, Saturday the 15th, Sunday 16th. Then you've got game week 18 is the following weekend. That's pretty straightforward, although those are Friday kickoffs. So game week 18 is from a week Friday, the 21st, to the Sunday. Then there's a cheeky little game week 19 in there, a Wednesday, Thursday, 26th and 27th of December. Then you've got your game week 20, which is the 29th and 30th of December. And then you've got your New Year's Day game week, the 1st, 2nd and 3rd of January. So that is 1, 2, 3, 4, after this game week coming up, 4 game weeks in 10 days.
Oh, wow, yeah. So there's mental. 3 game weeks, the 19th and 21st, between start on the 22nd and then game week 19, and then 21 is on the 1st. It's crazy, yeah.
Yeah,
you can easily miss some of them.
Yeah. Between Friday the 21st and Thursday the 3rd, 4 game weeks.
I find it quite good when the games are so close. It's quite easy to save a transfer.
Yeah, really, because you almost don't realise, do you? You go, fuck.
It doesn't really make any difference in the game because it's still a game week. But like emotionally, it's much easier to just not do anything for 2 days.
Well, I'm just moving my captain, my captain's armband, banking that transfer, and then I can actually do something because there's going to be a bit of rotation.
The big news is that between 20 and 21, that's when you get back your wild card.
Yeah, yeah, so you could potentially be wild card for that game week.
So if you're struggling here in 18 to 20.
There's going to be a lot of rotation going on with the likes of City, obviously. Liverpool started rotating recently. There was just like that one little sneaky game week. Game week, what was it, 16, when we twitched last week with Dan. They started rotating just in that little game where there was a load of people not playing. So, yeah, there's going to be a lot of rotation. But let's concentrate on this upcoming game week 17. It kicks off with City-Everton.
Let's have your predictions.
I think 3-0, 3-1. I think Sterling's going to come into his own. For that one, I'm going to get the old armband on that lad, I think.
I think Man City, we took it on the testicles against Chelsea.
Yeah.
Anger. So they're going to thrash Everton.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty hard to see against that, isn't it? Do you think Everton could score against them? So didn't, in the last game, didn't Baines come back, Coleman came back?
Yeah, and scored no goal. Classic. Loving it. Absolutely loving it, Seamus Coleman.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did. He did score no goal in the last game. I just think it's just all City, isn't it? At home, I mean, I don't know if that early fixture, if you've got any thoughts on the fact that it's an early fixture, if that suits Raheem Sterling a little more. David Silva is injured, by the way. That's not breaking news, but within the last few hours since this afternoon, David Silva is injured. I just don't know if that really, if it's a City midfielder.
Well, if you're missing Aguero,
place him as,
but if you, because they haven't got the biggest squad, people always think they do. It's a bit better now they've got Mahrez, but if you think if they've got
KDB's out, isn't he?
Guerrero, KDB, they've got the three best players are missing, basically.
Essentially, yeah.
It's just that they have got Sterling and Mahrez and Sane to back them up. But then how do those players even, they're all basically the same player.
Yeah.
How do they really?
I've got Fernandinho and I just think I've got the rough end of the tier.
You've got Fernandinho in your team?
Yeah, I've had him just all season. Every time I go to get him, it's just classic 3 points, 3 points, 3 points, 3 points. But then he'll get an assist and then he got a goal and then it's like, oh, I just. But yeah, it's just not worth getting rid of.
I mean, it's absolutely worth getting
rid of. Probably is. It's probably why I'm not quite at your level because I've just had Fernandinho.
Oh, yeah.
Probably, that's what it is. I mean, if the points, if I'd have stuck someone else in, it might have just made that a little bit different. Palace versus Leicester, the first 3 o'clock kickoff.
Difficult one to call this, isn't it? What do you think?
I think it'd be a 0-0 draw. I think Leicester will hold.
Optimism.
Excitement. Yeah.
I think both struggling for goals, and I think Leicester playing away will keep it tight.
Yeah,
I see a 0-0.
Is Vardy back?
I think he's still injured.
Yeah, I'm thinking so. Well, obviously, as I said, I got rid of him. It would be a nice little fixture for Vardy.
He's still reading the game.
I think he is still out.
Is Maguire back?
Maguire was suspended, wasn't he?
I think Maguire's back, yeah.
Is he back?
Yeah, so I think it'll be quite tight.
Huddersfield, Newcastle. Spurs Burnley looks nice, doesn't it? That's the start of those nice fixtures. I think Burnley might have started pulling it back a little bit, but I think away to Spurs.
It's a big ask, isn't it? Yeah. I wonder if Kane, he's got to be playing by then, hasn't he?
Winter Sun. So.
Kane on the Winter Sun.
Yeah, it's the start of that. Those yeah, nice me, Spurs.
Yeah. I've made my two transfers already.
Have you?
Yeah.
A little sausage.
Yeah, but now you're talking about it.
So
I have to wait. Yeah, I'll just wait another week and then get Sun in. Not taking the points.
I might get Sun. Yeah. Watford. Cardiff.
All right, at the start of the season, Watford seemed like they were destined for big things.
They're scoring goals. They're getting points.
What is their... Watford...
Sitting in 12th.
Oh, wow, dropped a lot. Oh.
They've lost last...
Their form is terrible.
Yeah, so the last five games...
Wow.
They've,
no wins.
Yeah.
Must be the worst form in the league. It's worse than Fulham. Yeah.
It is, isn't it? They've got
same as Southampton.
No
wins. Oh, yeah, because Fulham. Yeah. Oh, so that's not a good sign, is it?
Ah, very true. What else we got up there?
Then it's Wolves,
Bournemouth. That could be an interesting game. Both sort of.
Yeah. Both play nice football.
Interesting teams to watch. Yeah, absolutely.
This could be a cricket score, couldn't it?
Mm.
So, I wonder whether Bournemouth are still suffering from the 4-0 defeat from Liverpool at home.
Yeah.
Whether Wolves would just nick a win from that.
Yeah.
Possible. Pereira is still a good thing. I think he was my power bottom pick last week.
Decore, we were talking.
Yeah.
Oh, are you going to go power bottom?
No, I think he was
my power bottom pick
last week. Yeah.
Ah, okay.
Sure was.
And I think, if I remember rightly, last week, Jim Hernandez for Wolves was rested.
Jim Hernandez.
Fulham hosting West Ham. Yeah, I fancy that for a little chicorita, potentially.
Yeah.
Yeah, interested. It's interesting enough. And then your Sunday fixtures, Brighton, Chelsea, Southampton, Arsenal and Liverpool United as your late 4 p.m. on Sunday.
Yeah, the West Ham, Fulham and the Arsenal, Southampton definitely look like they could be bargain busters, don't they?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, it's a nice little run for Arsenal for the next three games at least.
Yeah.
And 4 out of 5 can really, really nice for Aubameyang.
I just can't tell with Liverpool, Man United.
Yeah.
So difficult to tell what United think. It's the typical kind of game they would win, isn't it, United?
Yeah.
Just like somehow beat them 1-0.
Well, I said that about the Arsenal United game. Everyone was like, oh, yeah, in a dick. And I was like, I don't think that's the way it's going to happen. He drew, didn't they?
Mm.
So with those fixtures in mind, boys, let's do a few power bottoms. Johnny, you can go first, mate. Who are you having?
I'm going to go for Willibolle.
Willibolle. You fancy a bit of Bolly, do you?
Yes.
Yeah, it could be a nice little fixture for them boys at home to Bournemouth. I'm going Chicharito. I'm going to put my money where my tits are. Go for a little Chicharito on that one.
Nice. I'm going to stick with Anderson. I've picked a few times.
Okay. Yeah, you have picked him a few times. But then, you know, that's fine. It's legal within the League of Power Bottoms. Gaffer Tapes League of Power Bottoms. I have messaged Craig again. Craig, what's your power bottom? But nothing. He's probably jet lagged, I would have thought. And just, or maybe spending a bit more time with Noel. I don't know.
So let's assume, who's the player he always picks? Who's his BFF?
Patterson.
Should
we give him Patterson again?
Yeah,
going to have Patterson. Right, Johnny. Let's play the quiz, mate.
Let's do the quiz.
Yes. Enthusiasm. Come on. Let's do this.
So, I had no idea what to call this quiz.
Mm-hmm.
So I gave it a random name.
Yeah.
And I called it Jan Molby. He was my first Panini sticker ever back in 1995.
That's the name of the quiz?
That's the name of the quiz, just because.
Okay. I think if you hadn't led with This Is Really Random, it just gone like... Oh, your name of the quiz is Jan Molby was my first ever Panini sticker?
Everybody got this. It's a classic.
Just deal with
classic.
It.
Sounds like an Ash quiz.
Yeah.
So I want you to stretch your mouth...
So Johnny has brought in some sort of torture device that you put in your mouth and stretches your mouth so you can't speak.
It's a very sexual device.
Yeah. So Tom is going to put that in his mouth.
Yeah.
And he's going to try and read some phrases.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to try and guess what the phrases
are.
Yes,
correct.
And if we get over 50% of them, Tom gets the point.
Yes.
Otherwise, Craig gets it.
Correct.
It's currently 5-3 to Craig.
So it seems like an easy point for you.
Craig. Yeah.
Depends how difficult
the
phrases
are.
Well,
I like it. I like this quiz. It sounds good. Do you want me to don the...
Yeah.
What would you call it? It's just a mouth stretcher. It's from that Christmas game that everyone plays.
Stretcher.
Sex.
Yeah. Looks like... I think it's something you'd use originally when you're getting your teeth examined or x-rayed or something, isn't it?
So I'm going to pop this in. Once I've popped this in, there's not going to be much talking from me. I'm not going to be able to do much hosting, okay? So it's going in.
Yeah. It's just like normal, then.
Oh, sexy.
I'm passing Tom.
Okay.
So, Tom, just say something first so we can get the...
Oh, welcome to the Gutter Tights podcast. Welcome.
I think you're too good at this. Like, it's like quite easy to tell what you're saying.
Welcome to the Gutter Tights Fantasy Petals podcast. So you start the game.
Start the game, so just read them out, and every time Ash gets one, he puts them on the side.
I'm diddling.
Diddling.
Diddling. Okay. Where's Yallas?
Where's Wallace?
Bang! Adonijang. Adonijang. 13 thrones.
Oh, fuck, these are harder than I thought they'd be. Say again.
Aubameyang.
Aubameyang.
Through 13 throw-ins.
Through 13 throw-ins?
Correct!
I can't stop laughing. I don't know what's going to explode. Wolverhampton Gondolas, Ronda. Willie
Wolverhampton Wanderers defender Willie Bolly.
I mean, that's nice enough, yeah.
Wolverhampton Wanderers, Ronda, Willie Bolly. Cockalocco Sue has a yeast infection. That was a good one.
Cockalocco Sue can get fucked. Because she's... Oh, look, was it Cockalocco Sue's got a yeast infection?
Yeah. Nitchadich, Nare, and Narata love hard tackles.
Do it again.
Oh, Nitchadich, Nare.
Mitch.
Narata.
Someone and Maratta.
Nitchadich, Nare, and Narata love hard tackle.
Mitrovic, Murray, and Maratta love hard tackle.
Isotope, Rins of Pigeons, not Alan Potato, and the Rins of Hawks. I'm going to do the whole podcast like this.
I support the Winds of Pigeons, not Alan Potato, and the Hawks.
Yeah! Ash Kansas. The Godlin, Goddard, Godlin. Ash Kanza, the Goblin, Goddard, Godlin.
Pass.
He's passing.
Yeah, that was Ash Kansworth, the Goblin, Gobbled Goblin.
Bro.
Tinny Tinker, loves leather balls.
Tinny Tinker loves leather balls. He went quite, who's that guy? Timmy Tibbs there.
Terry Tibbs. Thompson, Terry Tibbs. I have patience of a father, said Tom Holmes.
Tom Holmes has got the patience of a father, yeah.
Lovely. Ron Ron was a footballer. Toto was Ron Toe.
1-1 was a footballer, 2-1 was 1-2.
2-2 was
a footballer. Yeah, that's why 1-1 was a footballer, 2-2 was 1-2. And read us out one.
End of quiz. Is that harder Christmas?
Ho, 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 everybody. I heard you both being good boys.
He's got some presents.
I've got presents for you.
Johnny's got us a present. Oh, mate.
So, as it's a Christmas last one of the year, I thought I'd get some presents.
This is a podcast first.
Oh, well, we open the presents live.
You go for it, yes.
Oh, wow.
So, hopefully...
Oh, mate.
You've been a good boy.
Oh, let's have a look.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, Johnny. Oh my God! It's a Windsor Pigeons t-shirt. It's got the bloody team on it. This is incredible.
Well, fuck it.
Oh mate, it's got Adam McPartlin, Adam slash Prakash, Timmy Tinker, Racist David. Oh, I'm gonna tweet a picture of that. Anyone on Twitch? We've got a Timmy Tinker t-shirt. Hold that, mate. That is a Windsor Pigeons t-shirt.
Oh, Timmy Tinker on it.
They got the number. That's why you messaged me the other week. Timmy Tinker number 8. Oh, mate, that is absolutely amazing. Got the whole team on there. Oh, my God. Carlos Fandango. That is incredible. That is my new favourite thing in the world. We'll tweet some pictures of that. That is fantastic. Johnny, thanks so much.
That's right.
Oh, bloody hell, I've got another one.
You're way better than the other guests. <you've had that.
laughs> Yeah, got presents. That was the best quiz.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. We've never opened presents on air before. This is wonderful. I'm loving it. I forgot we were recording. I really did. And, just open that.
Let's rip it open.
Ash is quicker at opening than I am. Hello. Oh, it's a Windsor Pigeons mug. It's the mug. That's fantastic.
Oh, wow.
The Windsor Pigeons mug. The Windsor Castle there with the little pigeon's face and the tea. Oh, it's the league table and everything. 95, 96. That is genuinely, mate. That is the best present. That's so good. Johnny, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
That is incredible.
Wow.
That's so cool. Oh, we're going to tweet pictures of that.
You absolutely going to tweet pictures of
that, holding that up to the thing. That is so cool, isn't it?
Thanks so much.
Thanks so much, right, man. That's amazing. Johnny, you've been my...
won the quiz?
I won the quiz, yes. 5-4. 5-4 to inverted commas Craig. Craig will be back next year and to play the quiz himself. 5-4, that's pretty good. Pretty good going.
So is this the last podcast of the year?
I think so, yeah, because I don't think Craig's around. Then next week is like the 18th.
Okay, cool.
Or something. I think, yeah. But keep an eye out on iTunes, but I think that's us done till like January, potentially. But fear not, with all this merchandise around us, let's finish the year on a little bit of Timmy Tinker Boys.
Nice. If you didn't listen last week...
Yeah, I'd love to hear this recap. Go for it.
So the Hawks got together and turned against their manager and decided to spring their current manager, who'd been sent to
the
prison.
The Pigeons. I mean, look, you've got a T-shirt there, mate.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a pigeon, not a hawk.
Yeah, we don't want to overdo, you know, we don't give too much detail.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, exactly.
Correct detail and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. So, Gary had been sent to prison for wrongly accused of being a paedophile, which he obviously isn't.
Well, of course not. That stuff was planted on his typewriter.
Exactly. Shower time, fun times, like a motto we all share.
Yeah.
So, Timmy led a rebellion to free him.
Mm-hmm.
They went to the prison and Jemima Thundercracker rescued him using Timmy's leather ball that he brought in episode 1. It went all the way back.
Okay.
But who
did she rescue him from?
She rescued him from the prison, but then some prison. Oh. Yeah. But then something happened and there was a big twist. And what's the guy's name?
Pat Natalie.
Pat Natalie turned out to be...
Yeah.
Alan Potato.
Johnny listens. Johnny knows.
Which in some way affected the story.
Okay. Kind of. Yeah. It was, I mean, you know, we can go back and do, you know, any other business again. Everyone seemed to bloody love it. Well, yes. That's true. Well, let's crack on with chapter 14, lads. Chapter 14. The Diary of Little Timmy Tinker.
Little Timmy Tinker playing with his balls, practicing the park till the darkness falls. Running at the goal, little Timmy gets hard. Tackles from defenders that deserve a red card.
Chapter 14. Survival. Glory. Armageddon. Hollyport Harriers away. The time was here. It was the final game of the season, and if the Pigeons could win, they would stay in the first division. Anything else would mean relegation. As the match went on, Timmy had been thinking back to his season with the Pigeons, his first ever season playing for a football team. He looked back to when he first bought a ball from All Sports Slough, through to his first ever game against Eton Eagles, to their rivalry with the Windsor Hawks, to the Pigeons' first win, to getting a boner when he danced with Miss Jemima Thundercracker at the school disco, to making the toughest decision of his young life in choosing the Pigeons over the Hawks, to saving manager Gary from Dragonbone Prison, to now. A bigger moment than all of them, perhaps. Except maybe the boner thing. That was pretty life-changing. Make a win of the game, yelled manager Gary, his half-and-half scarf flailing in the wind as he vigorously rubbed the back of Mucky Jeffrey's neck with his lower lip. God, Timmy had missed Gary. But making a win of the game was looking less and less likely. The Pigeons and Harriers were tied 3-3, and as Timmy glanced at his Power Rangers Casio watch, he realised that the game was almost over. Seeing Timmy look at his watch, Carlos Fandango yelled, "How much of the game is still to play? What is the time?" "The time," Timmy said, as the ball floated over to him from Ant McPartlin. "It's morphing time."
What?
Because of the watch, the Power Rangers watch. Timmy finally had his own catchphrase.
Oh,
at last, on the bloody last chapter. Timmy took the ball down on his chest and beat two defenders with ease. He darted into the Harriers penalty box, but there was no one to support him. He'd have to do this by himself. Just as he wound up to shoot, he was shoved from behind and found himself face down in the dirt and dog eggs. There was a shrill whistle and the referee called for a penalty.
Like the dog egg reference?
Yeah, absolutely. Good. That won't be the last. A potential goal with a foul kick at the opposition's net, yelled manager Gary. So excited, he had to tap the end of his erection with a cold spoon. That's a Victorian technique for boys with erections. That's absolutely true. Timmy stepped up. Ash was so confused. Timmy stepped up. He placed the ball down on a particularly large dog egg that had just been laid on the penalty spot. This was it. He scored. They stayed in the top flight of the under-10s Windsor and Maidenhead football. He missed. They went down. Timmy couldn't feel his heart. Everything seemed so insignificant until this moment. The rivalries, the choices, even the disco boner. Just as Timmy stepped forward, ready to change his and possibly the pigeon's destiny, something made him stop. It was the smell of fried onions. He'd smelt it before. He looked into the distance. And there he saw it in all its glory.
No!
A burger van! Parked up next to the pitch as if it had just appeared from nowhere. The shutter slid open and a huge pair of bosoms popped out into sight.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
You can do it, bastard! Believe in yourself! You know you have the power within you, little Timmy bastard! Timmy knew this beautiful woman was right. He took two steps forward and smashed the ball with all his might into the roof of the net. Goal! Goal! The pigeons had survived and it was all down to Timmy Tinker and this fairy godmother. The entire team held Timmy above their heads and hoisted him into the air. This was the greatest moment in Timmy's life. He was so happy he didn't even mind the finger that wandered into his bottom. Timmy! 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 They did it. Oh, that's
they survived. They avoided relegation.
God, sorry. Oh, they've avoided relegation. Someone stuck his finger in his bum, but he didn't care. Oh, that was... Ooh, shed a tear. Shed a tear there. There you go.
That was finish to the season.
It was, wasn't it? It was. And now we've got some merchandise for sale. We'll stick that on eBay tomorrow. There we go. That was Timmy Tinker for this year. Obviously, go back and just listen to all the previous Timmy Tinker episodes. They're usually towards the end of the podcast. And wait for the audiobook that's going to come out. Thanks to producer Ian Stimdog, Stimmers, for that. Johnny, thanks so much for coming in, mate.
Thank you for having me.
The quiz was amazing. The prizes were fantastic. I think I don't want to slag off the others, but we saved the best till last. Thanks very much, mate. I really appreciate that. Be a patron like Johnny, patreon.com/thegaffertapes. And yeah, come on next time Craig pisses off. We will be back with probably Craig, little Craigie Hazel. We don't know. He might end up Turkmenistan again.
Oh, yeah.
Like he did last January, but who knows? But yeah, keep an eye out for those game weeks. 18, 19, 20, and 21 are between Friday the 21st of December and the 3rd of January. Have a bloody good Christmas.
Follow us. We've got Twitter.
We have. At the Gaffer Tapes on Twitter. info@thegaffertapes.com if you want to email us. Or just go to thegaffertapes.com, our website. And yeah, we'll probably put up a little Christmas fixture calendar thing. I did one last year, is quite helpful.
Or twitch.com/thegaffertapes.
Absolutely. YouTube. We're on bloody YouTube as well. Check out our videos on there. Some funny stuff. So that's pretty much it. Johnny, can they get you on Twitter, mate?
They sure can. So it's red_spider81.
Lovely stuff. Brilliant. Yeah, thanks again, Johnny. Thank you for listening this year. It's been fantastic. 2019 is going to be a bloody big one. We've got a book coming out. Get over it. that's going to be, so 2014, 15, 16, 17, 18. It's our sixth calendar year of recording.
That's mental.
Well done,
man. Yeah, we haven't figured it out.
Well done, man. Absolutely not. But yes, thank you all very, very much. Have a wonderful Christmas and we'll see you in 2019. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Still Ash, Tom and Johnny here. It's part three. We're going to go through the upcoming fixtures. Then we're going to do our Pound Bottom Peaks.
Peaks?
Welcome to section three of the Gaffer Tech Fantasy Football Podcast with Ash, Tom and Johnny. We're going to be going through the upcoming week's fixtures. We're going to take a look at our Power Bottom picks. There will be a quiz, and then there will be a little bit of Tommy Tinker. A little bit of Little Tommy. That good? That rolls off the tongue?
No!